USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says it values our relationship with Mexico, which is under pressure from President Trump to help stop the flow of illegal aliens at our U.S. southern border.
We have a good relationship with Mexico. Let's not forget they're a great trading partner. We want to continue that. But at the same time, because they are a good friend, they should be willing to help us fix this problem that they can so easily do.
That's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Now, President Trump says he will hit Mexico with a 5% tariff on all goods if they don't do more to stop the flow of illegal immigration. Officials in Fort Smith, Arkansas, held a news conference on Friday to discuss the heavy flooding damage across the state. City Administrator Carl Gefkin outlined how high flood levels are currently.
The minimum for saying it's a flood stage is 22 feet, and as you've heard, we are currently at 40.5 feet.
This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plating, and IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
Some Democrats are continuing to insist on impeaching President Trump, but Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says not so fast, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Despite growing calls from fellow Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she thinks Trump wants to be impeached, and she's afraid that might help him in 2020. But on the overall resist Trump movement, she says,
our founders, in the darkest days of the revolution, they said, the times have found us. Well, I think right now the times have found us. We have a defiance of the Constitution of the United States.
Saying on Jimmy Kimmel Live that as a result, it's not that impeachment's off the table, but before it's launched, the case for it would have to be ironclad. So the investigations will continue.
Warner Media, Netflix, and Disney are all saying they're going to consider halting production in Georgia over the recent fetal heartbeat abortion law that was signed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attorney General William Barr recently sat down with CBS News legal analyst Jan Crawford and provided some insights on his thoughts as to why he believes the Trump administration was spied upon. He's also asked in that CBS interview, which aired on CBS This Morning, about using the term spying.
You've testified that you believe spying occurred.
Yes.
Into the Trump campaign.
Yes.
You've gotten some criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It has never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law.
Some former intelligence chief has said the president has made that word somewhat pejorative, that they're spying, this is a witch hunt, this is a hoax. And so your use of that word makes it seem that you're being a loyalist.
You know, it's part of the craziness of the modern day that if a president uses a word, then all of a sudden it becomes off bounds. It's a perfectly good English word. I'll continue to use it.
As far as for evidence, Barr says,
like many other people who are familiar with intelligence activities, I had a lot of questions about what was going on, and I assumed I'd get answers when I went in, and I have not gotten answers that are all satisfactory, and in fact have probably more questions, and that some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened.
What do you mean by that?
That's all I really will say. Things are just not jiving.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.